A reading from Hebrews. Recall those days earlier when, after you had been enlightened, you endured a hard struggle with sufferings, sometimes being publicly exposed to abuse and persecution, and sometimes being partners with those so treated. For you had compassion for those who were in prison, and you cheerfully accepted the plundering of your possessions, knowing that you yourselves possessed something better and more lasting. Do not, therefore, abandon that confidence of yours. It brings a great reward. For you need endurance so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised. For yet, in a very little while, the one who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one will live by faith. My soul takes no pleasure in anyone who shrinks back. But we are not among those who shrink back and are so lost, but among those who have faith and so are saved. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said, "They will hand you over to be tortured and will put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of my name. Then many will fall away, and they will betray one another and hate one another. And many false prophets will arise and lead many astray. And because of the increase of lawlessness, the love of many will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. And this good news of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the world as a testimony to all the nations. And then the end will come." Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
According to the Acts of the Christian Martyrs, the story is told by Perpetua herself that while she was imprisoned for her faith in those days of persecution, her father came to her, begging her to renounce for the sake of her infant son and his gray hairs. It is written, she told him, "Father, do you see this vase here, for example, or water pot or whatever?" "Yes, I do," said he. And she told him, "Could it be called by any other name than what it is?" And he said, "No." "Well, so too, I cannot be called anything other than what I am, a Christian." Her father left, deeply angered by his grief. But if he had thought twice about it, could he have blamed anyone else than himself for naming her? Perpetua, she who persists. Family plays a central role in Perpetua's account of her arrest and imprisonment before her martyrdom. She is sick with worry for her baby, and when he is restored to her, and she was able once more to nurse him, she is healed. My prison had suddenly become a palace, she wrote, so that I wanted to be there rather than anywhere else. In her first prison vision, after ascending into heaven, the shepherd sitting there fed Perpetua with the milk of the sheep he was tending, milk that tasted like honey, and she knew its meaning. But her Christian companions were her faithful family. She tells of Saturus, whom she called the builder of our strength, who gave himself up to the authorities, willing as a Christian to join Perpetua and Felicitas and the others in their fate. In the vision, it was Saturus who led the way to heaven through a dangerous ladder guarded by a dragon. It was he who called to Perpetua, "I am waiting for you, but take care, do not let the dragon bite you." The relationship of Perpetua to her companions, the free African woman to the slaves, is one that I don't feel qualified to explore here. But I do notice that it is Saturus the slave who chooses freely to give himself up to the authorities for the crime of Christianity, who is the first to die in the arena and who leads Perpetua and their companions up the ladder to heaven. The first shall be last, and the last shall be forever first. Speaking of which, do you ever read a piece of the Gospel or the commentary of the Epistles and wonder whatever happened to the yoke is light, burden is easy, Jesus? The pieces that call us to persevere through hardships and trials, to suffer the cooling of love, to trust that the way of love, the way of mercy, the way of the cross will endure even though this world tries its best to wear it down with its little crucifixions. In some ways, we have only ourselves to blame, naming ourselves Christians, little Christs, followers of the Son of Man who went to the cross for us. And it's always a question, isn't it, when we read of these martyrs, what we would do, how we would face the crisis, the challenge to our faith, the pleas of friends and family to save ourselves, to care for our own interests or theirs in place of the way of the cross. We are blessed in this time and place not to have to choose the narrow, knife-edged martyr's path to heaven. That does not relieve us from the responsibility and the choice to follow the way of deep love, of Christ-like love, of uncompromising love, whatever that may cost us. And we are not alone in our trials of faith. We have one another. Within one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we are perpetual companions. And we have Jesus, whose love never grows cold, whose presence makes a palace of a prison, who nurses us with milk that tastes of honey. By his name we are called, regardless of status and stature and strength. And his mercy is on martyrs and muggles alike, as light perpetual in the shadows of the evening. God's mercy endures forever. Amen.
Thank you.
Lord Jesus Christ, by your patience in suffering, you hallowed earthly pain and gave us the example of obedience to your Father's will. Be near us in our times of weakness and of pain. Sustain us by your grace, that our strength and courage may not fail, that we may be healed according to your will. And help us always to believe that what happens to us here in this life is of little account if you hold us in eternal life, our Lord and our God. Amen. Please join me in the prayer on page 3, number 5, the Collect by John Donne. Bring us, O Lord God, at our last awakening into the house and gate of heaven, to enter into that gate and dwell in that house where there shall be no darkness or dazzling, but one equal light, no noise or silence, but one equal music, no fears nor hopes, but one equal possession, no ends nor beginnings, but one equal eternity, in the habitations of thy glory and dominion, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.
May God bless you and keep you. May the light of the Holy Spirit shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the face of Christ turn toward you and give you peace. Amen.
Amen.